Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be seeing you on the broadcast again. We're going to continue sharing with you on the subject that we began yesterday, and that is the subject of deliverance. Deliverance is a very important subject to be established in the body of Christ. By and large, though, most all of the body of Christ has not received it, not understood it, and not operated in it. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, the Bible says that we go into all the world, we preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 16 says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned." Then comes verse 17, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils." These signs shall follow them that believe. This is for all believers. Are you a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ? If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, then this word is for you. In my name, in the name of Jesus, we're going to cast out devils, which are demons. This is something that every single believer should be doing on the face of the earth. But if you go around and talk to how many believers have cast out demons, hardly anybody has done it. They don't know how to do it. They don't even know how to realize what demons are there. They don't know how the demons come out. They don't know how to do this at all. Yet Jesus said this is the first sign that's to follow those that believe. And this is an important area for us to understand. Now we saw in the last broadcast, Luke 4:18, where Jesus said the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. He was anointed to preach the gospel. And also it said that he was going to preach deliverance to the captives. Deliverance brings us out of captivity and bondage. You know, a lot of people don't want to believe that they're in captivity or in bondage in their life. But the truth is that if there are demonic action in your life, you are captive. You are in bondage. And we found that everybody needs deliverance. In fact, deliverance is for all Christians. Everybody needs to get delivered because of the inherited generational curses. The Bible indicates that the iniquities of the fathers are visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. These are inherited generational curses, and these are enforced by demonic spirits that have a legal right of entrance at the time of conception. These spirits can start manifesting themselves at a young age in a person's life, or they can be dormant for long periods of time and then manifest later in life. It is very important, though, that we get delivered from them so they will not cause these continual problems that have come from our inheritance line. Now, John chapter 10, verse 10, we referred to that scripture in the last broadcast. "The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Jesus brings the abundant life. All the stealing, killing, destroying has come from the devil. And we need to realize who our adversary, who the enemy is. It is the devil. 1 Peter 5:8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." The adversary is the devil. What's the answer? We're going to overcome him. If we give place to him, he will bring his devouring work in our life. Well, Jesus was manifest to destroy the works of the devil, and that's exactly what he wants us to do in casting out the demonic spirits. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, we see that we are dealing with spiritual forces whenever we're dealing with the enemy. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, that's against people, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. People are not our problem, but it is the demonic entities, the spirits that work for Satan that are bringing forth destruction. They're arrayed in all kinds of areas. There are principalities and powers. There's rulers of the darkness of this world. There's spiritual wickedness in high or heavenly places. And these spirits need to be pulled down, as well as we need to get delivered from demonic spirits that have come into us. Now, what are demons? Demons are Satan's army of foot soldiers, so to speak. They walk about, they deal directly with us, and they are looking for opportunities to come into a person's life. Demons are evil spirits without physical bodies. They want bodies to get into, to work their destruction within, as well as through that person. We saw the fact that demons are real personalities. They have will, they have nobility, they have knowledge, they have the ability to speak, and we saw these scriptures about how the demons would know. They say, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? And they could talk, and they could walk, and they can move around. They are spirits. They operate in the spiritual realm. And this is why we've got to realize that life is spiritual. Remember, there's different levels of wickedness of demons. Matthew 12:45 talks about how if the demons can come back in, they could bring in seven more wicked than himself. Different levels of wickedness or strengths of demons. And this is important. This is why deliverance is not something we play around with. This is dealing with the real root problems in a person's life. This is dealing with the demonic spirits that serve Satan that have been at work to try to bring destruction in a person's life. We must, though, get delivered in order to be set free. Jesus said that in my name you shall cast out the demons. Now, who is deliverance for? It is not for the world. Why? Because they don't have a covenant with God. They're not born again. Also, will they walk in line with God's word? No, they won't walk in line with God's word whatsoever. You know, Jesus said it wasn't meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs, referring to deliverance when the woman was seeking deliverance for her daughter. Referring to the fact that the children's bread, it was for the children of Abraham that were under the old covenant. Well, in the new covenant, who are the children of God today? We're the children through faith in Jesus Christ in the new covenant, praise God. Deliverance is for those who are in covenant relationship with God. It is not for those that are outside of covenant. Why? They will not walk in line with God's word, and they will not be able to retain their deliverance even if you cast demons out of them. Also, they do not have a covenant relationship with God. They have no right to it in their life. Deliverance is for Christians. Now, let's begin to talk today about how Christians can have demonic spirits within them. This is very important because the prevailing teaching in the body of Christ is Christians don't have any demonic spirits in them once they get born again. In order to understand this, we need to realize what we're made up of. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says this, "The very God of peace sanctify you wholly." That's talking about the whole person, wholly. "And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." We are made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. You are a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a physical body. Your spirit is the real you on the inside. Your soul is made up of your will, your intellect, and your emotions. Your will, the way you choose, the intellect, the way you think and reason, your emotions, the way you feel. And you have a physical body, which is simply the house that you live in this dispensation. You really are a spirit, and you have a soul. Now, when a person gets born again, they receive Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. What gets changed? Did your body get changed? No, you got the same body. Did your mind get changed? No. Did your will get changed? No. Did your emotional makeup get changed? No. Did the soul realm get changed? No. Was there a change? Yes. That change is in the spirit. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things have become new. What have we got? We got a brand new spirit, the spirit of Jesus Christ. So when a person becomes a Christian, they get a new spirit. The spirit of Jesus Christ, the old spirit that was under domination to the devil, is gone. And the new spirit, the spirit of Christ, has come. The Bible says we were crucified with Christ, nevertheless we live, yet not I, but Christ now lives in me. That's the new spirit that you have on the inside of you. Demons are not in our spirit. That's the spirit of Christ. Also, when we receive the Holy Spirit, which is received subsequent to salvation, where does the Holy Spirit dwell? He dwells in our spirit. That's the specific location. Demons are not in our spirit. They are not in the exact location where the Spirit of Christ and the Holy Spirit reside. Demons are in the soul or in the body. And this is important to realize. You know, I've had so many people that have come to me that we've ministered to over the years, because I've been ministering deliverance and healing to people for 13 years. We've seen people healed of cancer by casting out the spirits of cancer and ministering healing to them. We've seen people healed and set free of all kinds of physical ailments that were rooted in demonic spirits. We've seen people delivered from problems in their mind, paranoia, and schizophrenia, because we ministered deliverance to them. As you cast out the spirits, you're getting to the root cause of the problem. The demons are in the soul and or in the body. They are not in our spirit. This is so important. Remember when Jesus cast out the deaf spirits out of the one person who had deafness in their ear, and then they were able to hear? Well, suppose you're a person and you're not born again, and you have a same similar type of problem. There would be deafness in your ear, and demons are causing it. And then you come to the Lord, and you get born again. You receive Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior. You start walking with the Lord, going to church, getting in the Word. God starts doing a work in you. Has there been a change in you? Sure. Where did the change occur? In your spirit. Is God at work in your life? You better believe it. Are you a Christian? Yes. But have the spirits left your ear? Did your deafness leave just because you became a Christian? No. The same problem's there. It hasn't left until you take authority over those spirits and cast them out in order to be set free. Also, we've had people that have come to us who've had mental problems. I've had very severe cases where they heard voices, and they had all, just demons were just running their mind, controlling them. And they would hear these voices continually speaking to them and telling them evil type things, or trying to get them to do evil things, maybe suicidal or destructive or murder, or trying to hurt people or whatever. This is obviously the activity of demon spirits. This is not from the Lord. And they would actually have these spirits that would be speaking to them. They would feel them and they would hear them speaking to them. These demons must be cast out. Well, these are people that were all born again people that have the Holy Spirit, that were walking with God. What do they need? They need deliverance. The spirits were in them, in the soul or in the body. They're not in our spirit. This is very important to realize, that demons are not in your spirit, but they're in the soul or the body, and they must be cast out. Well, we've introduced talking about this area of deliverance for Christians and how demons can be in Christians. We're going to talk about this extensively in the broadcast, the next broadcast tomorrow. Hope that you'll listen in and receive the truth from the Word of God. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.